Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
We are live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel. Eric Allen alongside Bart Scott. A great show for you tonight. Morris Claiborne will join us momentarily. First-year cornerback with the New York Jets, after coming over from the Dallas Cowboys. But first things first, quarterback change for the Jets, unfortunately, because of an injury. Josh McCown goes down with a broken left hand against the Denver Broncos. And his season is over, Bart.
Are you going to count him out? Is it surgery?
It is surgery.
Surgery, yeah, it's definitely
Todd Bowles announced it today to the media that he will indeed have surgery. His 2017 season is over.
I mean, that's unfortunate. You talk about he was having his best season as a pro, and you can tell with the emotion in his face in his press conference how important it was for him. You know, when you start getting, you know, later in your years and you're in the back nine of your career, you know, every moment – counts, and you really take it to heart, and I can see the frustration on his face. You know, he really wants to be here. He really enjoyed, you know, being the quarterback of the New York Jets. And it's just a tough situation, but, you know, I know it's cliche, but next man up, and, you know, Bryce Petty, you're on deck, and you have an opportunity to prove yourself.
But before the next man up, from a player who competed against Josh McCown, we saw him take the podium in Denver on Sunday after that ball game, and you saw the pure emotion in his eyes and the tears coming down. What were your thoughts?
Well, we've all been there. Unfortunately, you know, you usually don't get an opportunity to choose when you walk away from this game. Usually the game is through with you. And you talk about a guy that's been a journeyman, you know, and finally feeling like he found a home, a place to be successful and a place that embraced him. You know, he's played for a lot of places, but you can tell that he really loves playing here, being a quarterback for the New York Jets. You know, you got guys got to excuse the background noise. I got daddy daycare going on. I got the 4-year-old kicking the 12-year-old while he's being held by the 9-year-old. Let him go, Gigi.
So folks cannot watch that on NewYorkJets.com.
They can.
And on Facebook, they're going to watch us tonight. But it's great that you brought the family out to Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits.
Well, I didn't volunteer. Please believe, I understand what I signed up for. But, you know, when wifey got to go, she's got to go.
Bart, how much did Josh McCown help this organization as far as evaluating the talent on the field on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, like we've been saying all year, he's a pro. And, you know, to be able to come in, to be able to digest a playbook, a new scheme under a new coordinator, and be able to give these young guys an opportunity to prove themselves just speaks to his professionalism and his ability.
And, yeah. Listen, they're taking after their father here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits because Bart, obviously, was not only a linebacker in the National Football League, but he wrestled as well.
Yeah, he's a goon. He's a goon over there.
All right, so, Bart, Bryce Petty, what is next for him? He'll take over, making his first start of the season. He got some valuable playing time last year, late in the season.
Well, you know, this is another opportunity. You only get so many opportunities to prove yourself in this league. I got two, and when you come in and the later you're drafted, the least amount of opportunities you get, he'll have another opportunity to prove himself. And I got my opportunity because Ray Lewis blew his hamstring out, and people were looking at me like, who's this skinny kid coming in here, think he's going to fill in Ray Lewis' shoes. He can't try and be Josh McCown. He can only be Bryce Petty, but he has to take advantage of opportunities. He has to be smart with the football. He has to show that he has control and knowledge in depth. You know, to be able to step up. You talk about going against the New Orleans Saints. You know, they have a tremendous pass rush. They're playing for playoff positioning. They're going to come in and maybe overlook Bryce Petty. He can surprise them by, you know, putting the ball on spot, making sure that he just doesn't beat himself.
Inside the Jets is supported by Selective Insurance. Response is everything. Bryce Petty had to respond after Josh McCown exited the ball game against the Denver Broncos. Unfortunately, the Jets weren't able to get anything going offensively. Totally, only 100 yards. How quickly, Bart, must this team turn the page?
Well, they have to turn the page, and you talk about the struggles on the road. They have to figure that out, why they come out flat, you know, figure out what their pregame rituals are, try and change it. But you have to bring your own emotion on the road, which is difficult because when you're at home, the crowd is going to energize you. You know, you're in the comfortable surroundings. You know, you got to go with us against the world type of mentality when you're on the road and find out, listen, Denver is a tough place to play. We discussed that last week. You know, talk about the altitude, but talking about going over to the West Coast and making sure you hydrate and do what you need to do to be ready to come out. Because if you get behind, especially against a team like that, it can be very difficult.
What does John Morton do now with Petty as opposed to having Josh McCown? McCown came in, had a lot of success. They're not terribly different athletes, Bart, but they are. They have different skill sets.
Well, you have to make sure that you put him in a position to be successful. You may want to trim down the playbook and, you know, give him some packages. You have to sit down and have a meeting with him on Tuesday and decide what does, you know, he do well. What is he comfortable with? I think he's spazzing out, man. I think I'm losing control. Giselle, get up and walk all the way over there. BJ, get up and walk over there. BJ.
Inside the Jets.
Hey, man, Daddy Daycare.
Is. Supported by M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Eric Allen alongside Bart Scott. Cornerback Morris Claiborne will join us momentarily. You experience a lot in the National Football League.
Yes.
You just mentioned that the Jets have to find a different identity on the road. How difficult is that?
It's tough because, you know, you're going in and you don't really have your regular routine. You're in a foreign place. But also, like I said, it's all about the energy. You know, one thing I've always been impressed with the Jets this season is the passion and enthusiasm they play with. But now you got to understand guys are injured. It's late in the season, you know, and it's tough sometimes to manufacture that. I mean, especially when you're going against an opponent that's not a divisional rival. Sometimes it's easy because you have a divisional rival and you've been trying to get some payback because maybe something went on in the first game or, you know, they embarrassed you and you understand that you're going to see these guys again. When you're unfamiliar with your opponent, sometimes you don't go in with that same edge, you know, because you respect them. A lot of these guys train with each other and they're friends. And sometimes it's hard to be motivated to go in and to play with that edge that you have to play with. You know, and they play with a sense of urgency and desperation because I feel like they were playing for their coach. But also, after losing 8 games, you want to just try and get that feeling back of what it feels like to have a victory. And they're playing for their coach as well, but also they're playing for their jobs next year.
Todd Bowles was not fooled by that record. The Broncos entered the ball game 3-9 on an 8-game losing streak, but he sent the message inside the locker room early in the week that they're – is a lot of talent over there in the Broncos. On both sides of the ball because, yes, we talk about Von Miller, but how about Brandon Marshall? How about Chris Harris? How about Aqib Talib? And then Darian Stewart, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, the list goes on. So they were not fooled by the record. They did not lose that game because they overlooked the Denver Broncos.
Well, listen, it's tough because, like I say, when you're a young football team, it's just tough to really understand because you don't have the experience to lean on. So they don't know how to manufacture energy. You know, you need somebody to step up and be that spark plug when things are flat. And sometimes if you don't have beef, you got to manufacture beef. And, you know, I was the king of that. If something
– So you'd start something early in the game to set a tone for the rest of the guys on the sideline.
I'll start a fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to find somebody – you know, I was always a player that played better when I was angry at something or somebody because what happens is whenever you fight or you call somebody out, it forces you to play the best that you can because you know they're going to try and embarrass you, so it raises your level. And then you spark your team because they're like, well, if you get in beef with him, then I got to protect my teammate. So then you get that energy. And I just feel like the Jets were flat, and they just needed that big player, that big hit to maybe change the momentum so that they can come out and start bouncing around a little bit. They didn't have that bounce in their step like I've seen. And this is, like I said, like Todd alluded to, this may be the second time that we've seen this. We saw it in Oakland, and it reared its ugly head again last week.
So you, as a leader inside that locker room, what would you say to Petty this week as he prepares to take over the offensive reins?
Listen, lean on us. You know, lean on your veterans. You can't try and do it by yourself, right? You got to come out, play your game. Don't be afraid to fail as well, though, too. When you see an opportunity to take a shot down the field, trust your keys, trust your arm, You know, and it'd be good that they make sure that they put him on the run so that he can, you know, early in the game, you got to get him in rhythm. You got to run the football effectively so that you can get those linebackers to step up. You know, you saw in the previous game that their linebackers, you know, that's the same exact game plan that Atlanta used. You know, they established a running game, then those linebackers start creeping up, and now you have those good intermediate throws where, you know, as soon as that back foot hits, he's reading, you know, he's reading his keys and he's throwing the ball. You want to get him on boots, waggles, throwbacks, things that type. And then when they start sitting at the sticks, take shots and be aggressive, maybe throwing the ball on first down.
Another thing that Bryce Petty brings to the table is he can improvise. He doesn't mind extending plays. So
that can be dangerous. That can be dangerous with a tremendous pass rush as well.
Correct. And Cameron Jordan over there, I think, is one of the most underrated defenders in the National Football League. But with that being said, when things break down, Bryce seems to be comfortable on the move.
No, absolutely. He has to be decisive, though. That's what it is. If you're going to run, you got to run. If you're going to get down, get down. And listen, throwing the ball away and punting in situations like this isn't a bad thing. Sometimes, I mean, you saw DeShone Kizer in overtime after that team had fought their butts off, you know, making a rookie mistake, throwing the football, and just getting up and throwing it down the field. We almost had our show hijacked. Nobody else to beat up.
Listen, this
beat
is live on NewYorkJets.com and on Facebook. Of course, ESPN as well. But, Bart, the New Orleans Saints, the identity has changed there. For years, we've been thinking about Bryce Petty and a prolific passing attack. Now they're pounding the football.
Drew Brees, all good.
Yes, Drew Brees. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Perhaps the best running back duo in the National Football League.
We'll see. He's still in the protocol as he got dinged up.
He expects to play this week.
And they look totally different, you know. But sometimes when, you know, listen, a lot of people don't like to hear this. When somebody got a soft skull, you want to test to make sure that he is all right. You know, not that you're ever trying to, you know, hurt somebody, but, you know, if somebody has a weakness, you want to lean to it. You want to maybe try and get it out of there because maybe they're going to be careful with him. So maybe the ball security may not be as good because he's not going to get the reps. He's not going to be actually tackled. I'm sure he's going to practice all week in the red jersey. So you want to make sure that you're aggressive on your tackles early in the game, making sure that you're reaching for that football because he's not going to have the contact in practice this week.
I know a lot of people at home wanted to see the Jets' young quarterbacks this year.
Yeah.
But Josh McCown was so productive. He gave this team a chance to win each and every week, so he started the first 13 games. Now Bryce Petty will get his shot. Not only will Bryce Petty get his shot, but Christian Hackenberg now will take first-team reps, and he's one play away from entering the ball game as well.
I'm telling you what, you hit the nail right on the head. You talk about one play away because I remember going into a game, and, you know, Ray was down, and we're down to our third person. We end up first play, the backup to Ray hurt himself on the first play, and the backup to the backup had to come in, and it was tough. I end up getting dinged up. I end up having to stay in the game because we didn't even have any more eligible linebackers to even go in the game. So, listen, next man up. And listen, as a professional athlete, this is what you live for. You never want to see your teammate go down, but you're always waiting for your opportunity to live your dream and be able to write your own narrative.
So the Jets will get a chance to evaluate these guys down the stretch.
Tough opponents to be evaluated.
Tough opponent, no doubt about that. And you're going to need balance.
Yeah.
And Denver, I would say Denver is on a different level defensively than New Orleans.
Well, Lattimore's playing. I mean, wow, he may be top five corner in the league right now.
Right? Kenny Vaccaro is playing well.
And you talk about Bird and what he used to be, and it looks like he's healthy and he's comfortable now. So, you know, they could be a difficult team to deal with, especially if you get down. See, that's the key. You can't play from behind when you have a young quarterback because you don't want to put him in an uncomfortable situation where he's going to have to start airing the ball out. You want to try and hand the ball off. You know, this is a perfect week for, you know, you want to have maybe 40 rush attempts because what happens is you slow the game down, you limit the possessions, you keep Drew Brees on the sideline, and that's the best defense against Drew Brees is keeping him on the sideline. But to do that, the Jets were uncharacteristically bad on third down as they were not able to keep the chains moving.
Because they weren't winning early downs. Now, absolutely. Do you take anything from Petty's performance against the Broncos? Because I think people are overreacting right now, frankly. He missed on a couple of throws, but nothing clicked offensively. He's 2-9 for 14 yards. I don't really think that was.
Yeah, it's not like it was working for the starters
right
to begin with. And you go in, you know, I'm sure he's over there chilling, you know, maybe eating some sunflower seeds like Willie Beeman when his number's called. I'm sure he had to locate his helmet, man. But it's a tough situation to be called in. You know, being a backup in the NFL is the toughest position to play because you don't get the reps all week. You may
– Yeah, explain this because I don't think people at home understand – How the reps are divided up amongst the quarterbacks at practice.
Especially now when you start trimming down the plays because you want to protect guys' legs and things like that, try and keep them fresh, as everybody in the league now is hurt. Everybody's got some type of ailment, some type of injury. Usually everybody's in some form of treatment. So, you know, if I'm the backup quarterback, I'm the scout team quarterback. I may get on Friday, may get 10 snaps or something like that. But what happens is you're not able to get the rotation of the defense because you're looking at your team's defense all week, and then now you insert somebody else. And listen, that's one of the best defensive personnel-wise in the game. They're fast, they're athletic, and up there, especially when you get behind and that noise, they can get off that ball. So it's tough to evaluate a young quarterback. But the toughest spot to be at position in the NFL is the backup quarterback because you get no rhythm, you get no timing. You know, that's why when you see backup quarterbacks come in, a lot of times, you know, they play and – They have an instant connection with, like, the third or fourth receiver on the team. You're like, why the hell are they the timing and the chemistry so well with them? Because that's who he works with in practice all the time. So it's the nonverbal communication that you get when you play with somebody, and, you know, being able to understand how he likes to run his routes, where he likes to football at.
Yeah, and the difference between this week and last week is Bryce Petty is going to receive those first-team reps. Christian Hackenberg is going to get a few. And in weeks past, Christian Hackenberg had to be Drew Brees before you played the Saints. Now he's going to have to be taking a lot of reps all over the place.
He's going to have to be himself.
He is one rep away. And a person who is one moment away here on Inside the Jets is Morris Claiborne. We'll be right back here from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Antigua is back and better than ever. If you're looking for the perfect paradise escape, discover the beautiful island of Antigua, right in the heart of the Caribbean. Perfect weather year-round and just a short direct flight from New York. Antigua has over 365 white sand beaches, world-class sailing, snorkeling across miles of reefs, kite surfing, hiking, and swimming with stingrays. Nightlife and entertainment for all ages. The Caribbean is getting back to business. So visit Paradise in Antigua, awarded the most romantic destination in the Caribbean.
Microsoft Surface is an official sideline technology sponsor of the NFL. Surface is trusted by NFL coaches, players, and referees on the sidelines to deliver exceptional power and performance during the game and throughout the season. Surface was also built for the fans. This season, experience the new Surface Pro, which features uncompromising mobility that allows you to create, study, work, and play virtually anywhere by putting the best of Microsoft at your fingertips. Join the pros and get your Surface today.
We
haven't seen a superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, Bob. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today or visit mtb.com/jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer, member FDIC.
Victorinox Swiss Army watches embody the spirit of the legendary original Swiss Army knife, a universal symbol of functionality, innovation, quality, and iconic design. And the Victorinox Swiss Army Enox watch collection is no different. Subjected to a record 130 harsh test, like a 30-foot fall, and getting run over by a 64-ton tank, you can trust them to rise to whatever challenges your lifestyle presents. Get yours today at SwissArmy.com or Macy's. Victorinox Swiss Army. Life is your adventure.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to Inside the Jets. Eric Allen and Bart Scott here at the Wyndham Hamilton Park.
Still sweating, man.
Bart does not have his water tonight.
No, I had to go bribe my kids. They're like, listen, man, Daddy will buy you a pony if you just be still for like 20 seconds.
Listen, I think you're doing a good job managing things tonight. You have three kids here. Yeah. They're supporting their pops.
Well, two kids and one baby.
Okay, two kids and one baby. Our player segment. Player guest segment is presented by M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Without further ado, let's bring in Jets cornerback Morris Claiborne.
Give it up. Listen, you must have called in a favor. Did he call in a favor, man, to get a big gun this late? Because, you know, I thought we were going to interview the Omelet Man was going to be our guest or something today.
I've been asking for Morris for weeks, actually, and I think this is date night for you, is it not?
I got to use my card wisely.
You got to use your card wisely. Spoken like a wise man. Let's talk to you about your perspective about the quarterback situation here. How tough was it for you to see your teammate, Josh McCown, a leader on this ball club, a guy who's really helped develop a culture here, and this is a tight-knit group, and you've become part of that. See him go down in Denver with a broken wrist, and now he's out for the year.
It was tough. You know, when I saw him get up and walk off the field the first time that he left, you know, I was like, what's going on? You know, like, this guy been here the whole time. You know, this has been our leader. And when you see him go down, you know, you don't care what it is. You know, you want to know what it is. Is he coming back? You know, and like, so when he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Put that out there. He's a tough guy, you know.
He took that shot on the scramble. He gets the first down and the third down scramble.
Right.
Take
right.
a couple shots to the midsection. Then he comes back. And then in the third quarter, you see him go down again.
Yeah. After that last time when I seen him go down, it was like wow, like.
Yeah.
Like, once again, that feeling that I had the first time, but he was okay, so I come back down. But the last time, you know, you get that same feeling. And when I saw him walk into the locker room, you know, I knew it had to be something serious for him to be walking off and going that way.
Why have you guys gravitated towards him from the get after he signed here as a free agent?
I mean, when we got here around the same time. So when you get to know a guy that early, and you hearing all the backlash he's getting from everybody, you know, it's never a good story out there on him as a quarterback or us as a team, you know. And you kind of gravitate together after that. You know, we feel like the world
Bunker
is against
mentality.
Us anyway, you know. So you form all those different type of bonds with everybody in the locker room because it's going to take us all, you know, to come together. And that's what it is. You know, we just got that bond with one another.
Now, you guys have struggled on the road. Why has that happened? And how can you fix it? You know, how can you guys get off to a better start or a better performance, not play so flat on the road?
Man, listening, just sitting over there listening to you guys, you mean you hit it. You know, it's the energy. You know, when you're at home, it's easy to play in front of your home crowd. You know, you come out, the music jumping. You know, it's easy to hype yourself up, and everybody hype themselves up for those type of games. But then when you go on the road, like you said, you got to bring your own energy. You know, because everybody's there is against you. You know, they're not playing the songs you like, you know, in the stadium. They're not doing none of that. You know, so you have to bring your own energy. And coming into that game last night, like me sitting over there and hearing us talk about it, like it don't sit right with me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it don't, like, it just does something to
me. Well, I'll tell you what. You're never going to win a football game if you don't score a point. So you didn't get help there. But I know you, as a leader on the defensive side of the ball, are going to point the finger at yourselves and say, hey, listen, we had a chance to get off the field in that first possession, and they set the tone with the field goal drive.
And that's been the story on the road lately. You know, the opposite team coming down the field, that first drive when we get on the field,
yeah.
You know, which can be a three and out. You know, you a three and out on the first drive,
yeah.
Everybody's up. You
had them third and six.
Right.
On the third play of the game, then there's an offside penalty. Then
right.
They convert.
And when they go down and score points, you know, on that first drive, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, you want to go three and out on the first drive. Get everybody going. You know, when you go down and you get points, it's, all right, you know, we'll get the next one. Oh, we had that one.
Right.
And we let it slip away with penalties and just giving up play, especially in my secondary on this back end. We gave up too much, and me, myself included.
You know, in a tough matchup most of the afternoon.
I should have been way better than that. It was no way that guy was better than me. I should have been way better.
And you're talking about one of the NFL's top receivers, Demaryius Thomas.
Yes. Well, explain to the listeners the difficulty it is. You talk about, you know, size, speed, you know, his power, and sometimes it's not always about the speed, but sometimes he can create separation with his physicality.
Right, right. I mean, he's one of those big receivers who, you know, he don't have a lot of wiggle with him. He's not the fastest guy on the field, so he's big, catch radius. You know, he has it, so he wants you to play into him. You know, you get into him, and you know his catch rate, you could throw him open. You know, he made the quarterback right. You know,
right.
If you throw it up there right to him. You know, so he's a great receiver. You know, but I should have been way better than I was last night coming into that game, being able to guard him. I should have been better, much better than that.
Now I wondered, I played my entire career in the AFC. Now, you went from one huge market, you know, in Dallas here to New York. What's the difference in, like, the conferences? You know, you go from the
NFC East.
NFC East to the AFC Northeast.
AFC East, come on now.
Right, right.
Listen,
thanks,
you left Baltimore a long
everywhere.
Time ago. I'm really upset at you, Bart Scott.
Now,
leave that in the past.
Now, what's the difference to you as far as, like, from conference to conference and from, you know, league to league, so to speak?
I mean, it's at the end of the day, man, it's football. You know, no matter – you know, what conference you're playing in, you know, eventually you're going to play some of everybody around the league, you know. So I don't feel like, you know, the conference, you know, mean anything. Vice versa, if it was in college, you can say, like, that conference. But I feel like in the NFL, it's the NFL. It's the best you're going to get. It's the, you know, so everybody in here, you know, is they match up.
You know, what was weird to me, because when I came from Baltimore, I was so used to everybody in that league being so physical.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming to the AFC East, you know, everything was spread out and everybody kind of won back, you know, offenses and defenses. And
mm-hmm.
if I'm correct, you play in the 4-3, and you guys mm-hmm. here play a 3-4 scheme, more of a man-to-man scheme.
Right.
You're going from a basic cover two on a Marinelli, right, Marinelli?
Right, right.
Yeah. So you're going from basic cover two to being on that island. Like,
right.
What was that adjustment like?
I mean, it's been easy. I mean, I've always felt like, you know, I was that type of corner who can go down and press, you know, and be in receiver's face. So I've always liked, you know, the man-to-man scheme. And being put in that scheme with Coach Marinelli, you know, it was a lot of man played in that scheme as well, you know, but a lot of people know him from his zone and cover two and all
right.
that. But we played a lot of man-to-man in that situation too. But, you know, we also, you know, played a lot of zone. And then coming here, you know, it was a mixture of both of them, you know, being able to do certain things like trapping and those type of things. And, you know, playing as a corner, whenever you play corner, I mean, it's pretty much easy. You know, because either you're going to be man-to-man, you're going to be pressure, you're going to be zone, you're going to be off, you know where you're third, you know, and that type of stuff. So corner position, I feel like, is one of the easiest positions to learn.
Eric Allen here with Bart Scott. We're joined by Jets cornerback Morris Claiborne. Morris, I know you weren't happy with your play Sunday.
We bringing it back up.
specifically. Yeah, well, no, what I do want to say, though, is I want to look at your season as a whole. I think that you played very well at a high level for this team. Where would you rank this? I know your story is not completely written mm-hmm. because you have three games to go. Mm-hmm. As far as your career is concerned, where would this season rank at this point?
You know, I've definitely felt like, you know, I've been one of the top corners, you know, in the league this year. Especially if you go back and look at, you know, really trailing a guy. Really going everywhere he goes, the top receiver on whatever team that is, you know, and I've been able to do that the whole season, you know, and you haven't been hearing nothing about him, you know, he's getting aired out,
right.
You know, and stuff like that.
You haven't been on Moss.
Right, you know,
right.
So obviously, you know, I felt like I've been doing pretty good, you know, the coaches have been, you know, pleased with my play, but, you know, I'm always trying to go further, you know, I'm always, you know, trying to push myself to be, you know, the best. More I can be each and every single day.
Well, that's my point, is that you were a number six overall selection in the 2012 NFL draft out of LSU, and you had some good runs of success there, interrupted by injuries at time. Right. And when I look at your season here, I think this is the best Mo we've seen so far.
Definitely. You know, I like I said, I felt like last year, you know, before I got injured, you know, was some of my best work,
yeah.
You know, in the NFL. And then, you know, coming here, you know, being able to do the things that the coaching staff allowed me to do in the defense, things that I love to do, you know, I felt like I succeeded at it, you know, and did a good job at it.
Why has this worked for you as far as the culture is concerned, the environment is concerned? Because from day one, you've been wearing that smile. It's been permanent. And you brought positivity to the organization. And you said, hey, listen, this is kind of like a second chance for me, a fresh start.
Yes.
And you really seem to embrace it here.
I mean, I love it. You know, early on in my career, you know, being injured and stuff like that, like, you know, hearing what different people have to say, you know, it takes a lot from you, you know, especially when you're on social media, you listen to everybody. Like, and one thing I said that I'll never let anybody do ever again. Like, it's take the love that I have for football away from me. Like, this is what I've been doing since I was a kid. This, you know, this is what I know. And I let someone steal that love from me.
So there were times in Dallas where you were battling.
Oh, definitely. It's times where you wake up, you don't want to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dang, I got to go up here again. You know, you have those moments. But, you know, obviously I was strong enough, you know, to pray about it. You know, I needed God a lot during those times. and just try to let it go and keep working as much as I could.
Now, what have you done differently? You know, John Melanie and his staff is tremendous in keeping guys injury free. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll knock on some wood for you because I don't want to jinx you. But I mean, anybody that can keep LaRon Landry healthy for a year deserves a Nobel Peace Prize or something of that magnitude. You know, what have you done differently as you mature and learn more about your body and invest in your body? What have you done differently to keep yourself healthy and on the field this year?
Just listening to some of, you know, the great words, you know, of Sean Lee and Dixon Witten, you know, one of the main things I took away from that, you know, I'm always asking them, man, what do you do?
Right.
Like asking Jason Witten, like, how do you do this so long? Like, and do it at a high level, you know, and one thing I always see him do is stretching.
Yeah.
No matter where he's at, he's stretching. You know, he always run his little rope around, like, he's stretching.
All the time.
And I asked Sean Lee the same thing, and he's always rolling out, stretching. You know.
So is that you now?
That's me now.
So you're the guy stretching.
I'm stretching.
You're 27, right?
Yes.
You're a yoga master.
Now, do you consider yourself the old guy in that room with Buster?
With Buster.
I know Buster's 27
Buster.
As well.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fact. You know, we're the oldest guys in there. And when I first came here, you know, I didn't go do a look at the depth chart or anything like that, you know, because I'm thinking, I'm worried about myself. I'm not Sure. I'm not worried about nobody else. You know, if, I ain't got to worry about what they got. If I'm good, I'm good. You know, so I didn't really look at who was here and what. You know, I just came in, and then I remember in the off-season workouts, you know, I'm the new guy here. You know, I'm trying to see what everybody got. So I'm falling back in the line, you know, doing the drills and stuff like that. So then Buster was like, hey, you know, you one of the oldest guys here.
Yeah, I'm like, Grandpa. Buster definitely reminded you of that.
Come on, sure. Pops.
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, man, everybody here probably played a year. You know, they've been here 2 years. And I was like, what?
Now explain.
But my mindset changed.
Yeah.
As soon as I got that news, my mindset changed. I was in the front, like, nah, I'm in the front of the line. You know, I want to start this drill. I'm going to show you what it looked like.
Yeah, right.
You know, I might be the oldest, but I'm going to show you what it looked like.
And that's the one thing that you'll notice at practice each and every day, Bart. You go out there and see Denard Wilson with Morris Claiborne and Buster Skrien. They're always working on technique. That is the first thing this guy does on the practice field.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
That's about being a pro. You know, to go from good to great, it's about the little things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about being a technician, because what happens is when you get tired or you get older, you have to rely on your technique and your fundamentals, and those things never change. You know, greatness is defined by doing the little things on a consistent basis.
Right.
You know, so I've been there, and, you know, I know it's a different role for you. You know, I went from being behind Ray Lewis and, you know, Ed Reed and all those guys, Jonathan Ogden being the leaders. And it's a different type of pressure because, you know, they hold you accountable because they watch everything that you do. So I know that may be a shock to you. But, you know, what do you kind of tell these young guys how to be a pro? You know, somebody that may be injured on the team mm-hmm. that's going through what you went through. Because you speak about Sean Lee. Sean Lee's been injured often in his career as well.
Right.
You know, so I know he's tried different things. But what do you try and really drill into the young guys as far as being a professional?
Just be a professional. You know, take care of your business. You know, understand your business. You know, what's going on the football field, you know, like if you injured, you know, take a seat or something, you know, chill out. Or if you feel like this is something you can go through, you know, you go through it, you know, because I done been there in my life, you know. So one of my main things is, you know, getting in the cold tub, getting in the hot tub. You might not want to, you know, but you might want to dip your body in there and get back out, yeah. You know, stuff like that, you know. And when they leave the facility, you know, when you leave a facility,
doing?
You know what I mean, handling your business. You know, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. Handle your business. Do what you got to do. But understand, like, this is a job over here, and it ain't going to wait for you. You don't matter who you is. You know, so you got to be here and be ready and straight for that no matter what you do the next night.
Inside the Jets is supported by Victorinox, Swiss Army, Eric Allen alongside Bart Scott, Morris Claiborne here. You're in that defensive backs room. Every day, you're speaking about young defensive backs. How about these two safeties? What can you tell us about Jamal Adams and Marcus May?
They're great dudes.
Yeah.
You know, both of them, you know, they love each other. You know, they love playing with one another. You know, and they love playing with the guys that are around them. You know, and they bring so much, you know, spirit, you know, and jokes and stuff into the room, you know, and live in
keeping
the room.
Keeping you forever young, old man?
Right.
Why do they compliment each other so well on the field, though, you think?
I just think it's that their attitude. You know, they got a fun, playful attitude. But then when they get on the field, it's like both of them, like, transfer. They transform to something else, you know, and it's like you only can see it if you're there.
You're a physical player at the cornerback position, and the thing that I like about both of these guys is, man, they come up. They'll come up and hit you.
They will hit you.
And they like the contact.
Yes, they will hit you and talk crazy no matter who around them. You know, like, when they're going, they're going.
Yeah.
But that's what we got to get on the road.
Right.
You know, we got to get that on the road.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jamal probably going to be talking a lot this week.
Oh, definitely.
And he'll be looking in the stands because he's going back to Louisiana.
Yeah.
And
so
are you.
Right.
How did you guys not win like 35 championships, man? Like,
yeah, this is
LSU is a factory.
This is something.
They're a factory, man.
And we're just not talking about defensive backs, Morris.
We were looking. We were doing our studying.
It's all around the league. I mean, it's every position. It's like they're producing them.
How can you guys not win anything, man, with all this talent?
Man.
Les Miles, what the hell were you doing, man?
Man, I love Les Miles. I love Les Miles.
Don't put it on Les. Come on.
I love Les Miles. But, you know, I honestly don't know. You know, you can keep blaming it on, oh, they're young, you know, so you keep bringing that up. But at some point, you got to grow up.
Yeah.
And you got to realize.
Do you guys have a fraternity? You talk about all the guys that represent LSU. Do you guys go back and train in the off season, or how active are you guys? You speak about everybody always talks about the U and their commitment to their to their school. Do you guys go back often?
I go up down there every now and then when I can get down there, but lately in my off seasons, it's been rehab.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to get down there like I want to. But, I know I still talk to a lot of the guys, and a lot of the guys are always down there. They FaceTime me while they're down there, like, look what you missing, stuff like that. But,
Then you put up your check, let me show you what you missing.
What does that term mean to you? DBU, Louisiana State University.
It's like you said, we produce them, man, and it's like a standard. And, like, you don't get taught this standard. It's like when you watch LSU football, you know what it is. And then when you come there and then you watching the guys before you, and as they leaving out, they leaving their mark on how it's supposed to be done. And it's just going around.
So you speak of a standard. How do you instill that same mentality, that standard, in this Jets locker room so that you guys would talk about a young team, that you write the mission statement and say, these are our expectations, and this either you get on board or you get off the ship?
It start with you, I feel like, inside yourself. When you step up and keep making those big plays, then you ain't got to say nothing. Those guys going to follow you. And then when it's time for you to say something, you better make it mean something to them.
So basically lead by example, and you got to make sure that you always do what's
right. Because you got to be right first before you say you're a leader. Like you could be here and not doing everything the right way, but at the same time, when it's time for you, we got to do this, we got to do that. And believe me, the guys around you looking at you like, well, you ain't even did that. You was just on the board all week.
You got to walk the walk.
Right. You got to walk the walk. And when those guys see you making plays and they feel your energy out there on the field, then you got everybody.
So other than yourself, who would you say are trying to wear those shoes? Because those are big shoes to fill.
They're some big shoes. But I feel like it's not one person. It's just individual.
Right.
I feel like it's everybody all together, but – on the defensive side, we look at DeMario Davis as their captain, as their heartbeat, because he's a guy who's doing it, and he's talking when he's doing, So, of course, we listen to him. Steve on the defensive line, we listen to those
Steve
guys.
Steve McClendon.
We listen to those guys. Gotcha. And on the back end, it's me, Bus, and our rookies. We're teaching our rookies, don't be silent. Right. So it's our whole back row. When we got a problem with something, we don't like how something is handled, we all going to speak together.
Who do you think the assignment is going to be for you this week against the Saints?
I don't know. I don't know just yet.
Who you want?
Yeah.
If it was up to me, I'd go out the whole field.
This is a different Saints team, though.
It is. You got to give them all their credit. Drew Brees is Drew Brees.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, but this team that they have right now and the things they're doing with being able to run the football and keep running the football and getting positive yards, eating that clock up. And you got Drew Brees who can drop back down third down, spread everybody out, and he's going to find an open guy.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. A guy who's seen all the defenses. It ain't much you can trick him with, and stuff like that.
How many times did you face him?
I believe three times in my career.
How'd it work out for you?
I think we won two of them.
There you go.
Out of the three, yeah.
So how do you take this energy? Because, listen, when that dome gets to rocking, it gets to rocking, it can be overwhelming, and you got to try and silence that crowd. With that being said, you got to stop and get off the football field. You can't fall down early in the game because they will step on your throat. You talk about Sean Payton. He's one of the most competitive coaches. I've only had maybe three arguments with some coaches. He was two of them. I mean? He's real competitive. You've seen him with the choke, and all that stuff in Atlanta. How do you get out to a fast start, and what do you do differently to make sure that you guys have that energy and that passion on the road this week?
I feel like for the defense, we're going to have to get off the field on third down, and if we give them anything, it's field goals, and we don't want to give up too many of those. And for the offense, it could be simple. We have to count on you guys to control that clock, run that football, keep Drew Brees on the sideline, and when it's time to get on the field for the defense, we get off on third down and get takeaways.
How important is it for you guys to set a physical tone early? How important? You talk about turnovers change games, but big hits change games as well. How do you set the physical tone and get their respect? Talking about that running game, you know, it's going to be tough because you're going to be asking the front seven sometimes to stop their running game, maybe with a light box.
Right, right. It's going to take some early pressure, man. You know, because you know they're coming in to run that ball. You know, they're going to establish that first. Yep. Is the run, you know, and why wouldn't you with the two guys you got running the ball? You know, so we're going to have to come down early, and you're going to have to hit them pads early.
You got any family or friends coming this weekend?
My brother, his fiance, and I don't think my mom coming this week.
But that's going to be special playing in front of your brother.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, because they don't get to get out here too often.
The Superdome. The man who played at LSU is going back to the Superdome in New Orleans. Morris, we thank you so much for stopping by inside the Jets. Good luck this weekend.
You're so good, we gave you both our seconds.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
At BMW of Springfield, you'll find an incredible selection of certified pre-owned BMWs, all with the BMW Certified Edge. That's an up to 6-year unlimited mileage warranty, letting you drive as confidently as you would in a brand new vehicle. And even with past credit issues, you'll still get the status you deserve and the value you expect. BMW of Springfield, 391 Route 22 East, a celebrity motor car company. Financing and leasing available by BMW Financial Services.
Hi, football fans. This is Director Jared Maples with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. It's our mission to protect New Jersey with our federal, state, and local partners. Of course, nobody knows our communities better than the people who live there. That's where you can help. If you see something that you suspect is out of the ordinary, report it. Together, we can keep our state safe. Remember, if you see something, say something. To learn more about what to look for, visit njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of $1 million. And building your team is simple. Pick any player you want to stand at the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000, go to FanDuel.com and use promo code FLY. That's FanDuel.com, code FLY. Void where prohibited.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Daddy? Where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
We haven't seen a superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, Bob. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank.
drink. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today or visit mtb.com/jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer, member FDIC.
When I met my wife 50 years ago, my heart skipped a beat. When her doctor told us she needed a heart valve replacement, but open heart surgery was too risky for her, my heart froze. We researched and discovered Morristown Medical Center was the first hospital in New Jersey to perform TAVR, a non-surgical technique to treat aortic stenosis. They treat more heart valve patients than any other hospital in New Jersey. Due to her successful surgery, 3 years later, she is still making my heart skip a beat.
Morristown Medical Center, part of Atlantic Health System. Learn more at atlantichealth.org/valve or call 973-971-7001. That's 973-971-7001.
Antigua is back and better than ever. If you're looking for the perfect paradise escape, discover the beautiful island of Antigua, right in the heart of the Caribbean. Perfect weather year-round and just a short direct flight from New York. Antigua has over 365 white sand beaches, world-class sailing, snorkeling across miles of reefs, kite surfing, hiking, and swimming with stingrays. Nightlife and entertainment for all ages. The Caribbean is getting back to business. So visit Paradise in Antigua, awarded the most romantic destination in the Caribbean.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, building a better world. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. And by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, we're back here at the Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park. Remember, fans, join Jets legends Wayne Corbett, Lavernius Coles, Chad Pennington, Vinny Testaverde, and many more legends and players at Jets House on January 27th and 28th at Spin New York, presented by Green Giant. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit NewYorkJets.com/JetsHouse. That's not too far away right now. But, Bart Scott, you were just giving a couple words of wisdom to Morris Claiborne before he departed.
Hey, you know, we've been there. We're in the same fraternity, so it's important for me to share my experience with him. I'll tell you what, he has his head on right, and the Jets, you know, better sign and lock this kid up, man, because if he gets on that open market, it's going to be tough. You know, he's been a professional. We've done segments on his skill set, him, you know, high pointing the ball. And, you know, you want high character guys in that locker room, you know, leaders. Those should be your leaders, and he's definitely one of those
You
guys.
Can tell, and I'm glad we had him here on Inside the Jets, and people saw this on NewYorkJets.com and Facebook and listened on ESPN Radio, is that you can hear it in his voice. You can see it in his face how much it means to him.
Exactly, and you talk about the adversity. You want somebody that's been through something because you know they're battle tested. You know, you talk about the injuries, you know, and you know the expectations of coming, the sixth overall pick, and the pressure that comes with that. You know, and I think he's learned a lot, and I think he's, you know, hitting the top of his career. You talk about, you know, last year the injuries, but now I think, you know, he had a tremendous year this year in a pressure situation.
Yep.
You know, you talk about playing on a defense that, you know, puts their cornerbacks on the island at times. He's performed admirably.
FanDuel Fantasy Analysis brought to you by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. The guy who's really taken the NFL by storm in regards to fantasy this year is a rookie running back out of Tennessee, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, man.
In concussion protocol as we start the week, he anticipates to play. The Jets want to make it tough for fantasy owners this week who have Kamara because this guy can do it all. He's averaging 7 yards a carry on the ground. He's also a dynamic receiver out of the backfield. How does this defense limit him from getting into the open field?
Well, it's tough because what happens, he does everything well. You got to make sure you set hard edges and force him to run in between the tackles. You got to give him different fronts and different looks. And, you know, you talk about when they get him offset, they get him out in space, they're trying to isolate him. You can't put a linebacker or a safety on him. If you do, you got to try and bracket him and make sure that you take a side away from him. You dictate where he can get open at, and you set little traps because that offense looked totally different, you know, once he left the game.
It did, yes.
Totally different because even though Mark Ingram is a great, great football player, close to 1,000 yards, he doesn't do the he's not special at everything. He's good at a lot of things, but Kamara is special.
Yeah, Kamara makes their defense, their offense, a totally different.
He's like Tyreek Hill, man. When I watch him, I get I get the same thing. I see he's not as fast as Tyreek Hill.
I think he's shiftier.
Shifty, and you talk about he runs with power. He's a lot bigger. You talk about he's 215 pounds. When watching Monday Night Football, hearing Gruden say, hey, they're the same size. Ingram and Kamara is the same size. You're like, where's the weight? Yeah, is his dreadlocks like heavy or something? Like where's the weight coming from?
Right.
But he runs with more power than what you think.
And the receivers are not like they've had in the past. But Teddy Ginn, still around. Michael Thomas, good player.
Teddy Ginn at time can have four thumbs.
And Thomas is more of a possession receiver. And then offensively, we're going to have to see what Bryce Petty brings to the table this week for the New York Jets here as they head to the Superdome.
We can pull out
How many points does this offense need to put on the board for this team to win the ball game on Sunday?
They're going to have to put up at least 24 points, 24, 27 points, because you can have a great game plan against Drew Brees. Drew Brees is going to score points. You got to make sure that, you're not playing from behind. You got to make sure that you get an early lead to kind of try and keep them, honest. Because if you have to start,
Great job this week.
Oh, man.
Thanks to everybody for tuning in here inside the Jets.
Say bye, Bryce. Like, whatever.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it.